Hello there. This is Liesl Teversham, and if you're listening to this, you're probably a client of mine, and welcome to this short recording that I just wanted to make because some of my clients may feel a little bit sort of wary or scared that they may get flashes of memories coming to them during the week between our tapping sessions, and they feel like maybe they're not sure how to deal with them. So I just wanted to give you three little options that you can use to deal with any feelings that come up about events that have been happening or that had happened in your past, and they're in between tapping sessions, so you can't deal with them with me immediately. So here's idea number one. If a lot of memories suddenly start coming up for you and you start feeling anxious about it, the first thing that you can do is something that I call heart math breathing, and it's called heart math breathing. And the math is the same as mathematics. It's called heart math breathing because it's a technique taught by the Heart Math Institute in the US. And they've been doing a lot of research about how the heart affects us and how it can affect other people around us and how big the heart's energy field really is. So it's a wonderful technique. So if you start feeling anxious about memories and stuff popping up for you, just anxious about anything at all, what you can do is just place your hand, one of your hands, on your heart. Close your eyes. So obviously find a little place where you're going to be comfortable and sitting by yourself. Place your one hand on your heart. Close your eyes and focus solely on your heart underneath your hand. And when your attention drifts, just gently bring your attention back to your heart and how your skin even feels underneath your hand. So bring your attention, all your attention to your heart and your hand. And while you do that, you're going to do some breathing. And what you're going to do is to take 6 seconds or 6 counts in, hold it for a second, and 6 counts out. And it gets to be very, very, very relaxing. It helps your heart calm down. It helps your whole system to calm down. So 6 counts in, pause for a moment, and 6 counts out. And of course, in the beginning, as you start this, because you're anxious or not feeling that comfortable, it may be a little hard to actually do the 6 counts. So you'll feel as you do this that your breathing starts calming down, your heart rate slows down. Keep remembering to just bring your attention back to your hand on your heart. Just focus on that area while you do the calm and relaxed and measured breathing. And I promise you that has profound effects on your calmness and your peace inside of your heart and in your mind. So just do that. That's one of the things that you can do, heart math breathing, in between tapping sessions. The second one I want to mention is a technique that I just call put it all in the box. So if lots of memories flood your brain and you're just not sure what to do and you start feeling anxious or overwhelmed with all these memories that are all clamoring for your attention, what you can do is, again, take yourself off to a place where you can just sit for a few minutes, even 2 minutes, close your eyes, and imagine in front of you on your lap that you've got a box. And this box can look exactly the way it shows up for you in this moment. And if you do this exercise more than once, the box may be different, and it's completely okay. So it could be like a cardboard box, or it could be a beautifully wrapped box, or a metal box, or like a leather suitcase, or anything that can be a container. And I want you to imagine that this box has a lid, and that you're opening the lid, and on top of your head, where all these memories are coming flooding in, on top of your head, you've got a little, like a flap, that's like a magical flap, and you can open this flap, and it can let things out, but it can't let anything back in. So I want you to imagine that you're sitting with this box on your lap, and you can tilt your head forward into this box, and all of these memories are going to go into the box one by one. And as you keep pouring all your memories into there, just know that they're going to be safe in this box. Just keep pouring all these bothersome memories into the box. Keep pouring and keep pouring and pour and pour until it feels like your head has been emptied out and that you feel calmer. and just and then close your box with a lid. And just know that all the memories are safe in that box. You can lock the box with a key. And when you want to open this box again, you know where the key is. So imagine that you put the key somewhere safe on your person where you know where the key is. And when we're going to work on your next session, we can unlock that box and take one little thing out. Another step you can do in this process to imagine that you can put this box somewhere very far away from you, like on Kilimanjaro or on the moon or somewhere safe where it's not going to affect you right now. But just know that those memories are safe and we will take out the box when we need to and we'll work on it one by one. So that was the second technique. Just put it all in the box and know that it's safe there and we'll deal with it when we get a chance in our next session together. The third technique that I can highly recommend is just whatever you remember about tapping doesn't matter, but just if you can tap on the points and let yourself rant and rave about how you feel about all of these memories that are just popping up for you. So the thing about tapping is just to be as honest as you can about your feelings, what you're experiencing right now, whether it's anxiety or fear or feeling annoyed or feeling really sad or whatever is coming up for you about the fact that all these feelings are popping out and you really don't want them. And so what I just recommend is to start somewhere on the tapping point. And you may remember that you can start on the eyebrow point and then go down all the points. So tap while you talk to yourself and while you tell yourself how this is feeling. All you need to do is be completely honest. Rant and rave as if you're telling somebody else what you're going through. But fortunately, you're just by yourself, so you can be as honest as you like and use swear words and just describe exactly what you feel like while you just keep tapping. And usually within a couple of minutes, like maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes, you will start feeling better. If it takes a little bit longer than that, completely fine. What I sometimes do is just I go for a little walk around my neighborhood or inside of my complex where I feel safe. Nobody's going to see me really in my complex. Nobody's around during the day. And I just go for this little walk. And while I'm walking it off as well, I tap and I just rant and rave and I tell myself exactly how I'm feeling. So be as honest as you can. No formal process necessary. You don't have to go, even though I'm feeling like this, I love and accept myself. Just tap all the points while you're saying and while you're telling yourself what you're feeling like. So the technique number three was to tap while you rant and rave about how you're feeling. So again, just a quick revision. Three things you can do in between tapping sessions if you can't get to me and you start feeling upset about memories that are surfacing. Number one, it's the heart math breathing while you just deep breathe 6 counts in and 6 counts out with your hand on the heart and keep all your attention on your hand, your heart. Second one was to put it all in the box. Keep pouring all your memories into that box on your lap and then put it on Kilimanjaro or the moon and know that we can safely unlock that box when we get back together. And then the third one is to tap while you rant and rave about all your feelings in this moment. I hope this helps you, and I'm looking forward to working with you again. Let's get all those memories sorted out. Thank you so much for working with me. I really appreciate you. Lots of love.